views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Let the transition begin. Welcome to Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, most vibrant life. Carrie gives you the tools for transformation that will help you experience success for life's transitions. Now here's your host, Carrie Keith.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Majestic Insights Radio. We are a proud part of Transformation Talk Radio, and we have a great show today. I want to get right into it because we are blessed to have Erica Glessing with us again. She is the CEO of Happy Publishing and a world-class psychic medium. And today we're going to do 100 times your life in 2016, a game plan. And so I want to get right to today's lessons because it's just fascinating and we're going to have a lot of fun. So Erica, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Oh, I'm so happy to be here with you today. Woohoo! What much magic can we create?
And if we get off on that, we'll forget even what we're supposed to talk about. Tell us about this. Tell us happy things, because last time we talked to you, you were having all these book launches coming up and you were doing your launch class. How did that go?
Oh my gosh, we had so much fun launching books this last 2 months. And we even launched one yesterday called Creations on Conscious Fertility and Conception. And we launched one over the weekend called The Pharaoh's Builders by Heather Smith. So we've been having a lot of fun at Happy Publishing. And I was reflecting back on this time of 2014 when I really visioned bestsellers and authors coming in and having a really fun time with Happy Publishing. And since that time, like 75 authors have become bestsellers of Happy Publishing.
And yoo-hoo! Does everybody hear that? Say that again. I want the audience to really hear what you just said, and that's why they should publish with you, of course, if they have something to get out. 75.
And I kept talking to the consciousness of the publishing house that I run, and I was just asking, like, what would be even greater for your authors and what would be even greater for you? And then the funniest thing was I was also doing a TV show on being a medium. And so my medium business decided it also wanted to 10 times. And I was asking the universe, like, well, what would 100 times look like? Like, okay, so we 10 times it. And then if you 10 times it again, you know, what is that? And when you feel into that space of that expansion, it's so delicious that your whole universe actually shifts. It's bigger than any one change. Does that make sense?
It does. And when I was soaking into what you were just saying to me and feeling the consciousness, I thought, well, there's not that many hours in the day. She's going to have to send some of those people that need that help to me. We're all going to be so busy. And I just gelled into this beautiful space of lovingly plenty of time to be happy and help a lot of people. And so, yeah, you got me there. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really this... I also had a lot of fun last weekend. I did a workshop on being the CEO of your own reality held by someone named Corey Michelle and her partner in crime, Catherine McIntosh. And they taught this class on being the CEO of your own reality. And I'll just bring one learning in, which I loved. Okay. And it was basically like, when you look at the landscape of your day, how does it reflect like where you want to be? So does your day, is it a nice blueprint of you as you could be? And if there's something in your day, like if you just look at your day, your week, is anything sucking your energy that isn't fun?
You know, I traded locations from the woods of Montana. I'm in the Northeast now, and the location has made all the difference to me. I'm around people. I'm making all these contacts. I'm needed here in ways I wasn't before. And so when I look at my landscape, like you just said today, you know, I'm really happy with it. And my blueprint is changing and morphing in itself because I'd been trying to pull this off for so long that now that it's happening, I hadn't quite planned farther than that. So I'm glad we're going to get me a new game plan for, because I need, it's perfect timing for me.
Yeah. And when you invite more success into your life, when you just put into it. So what I like to do, I actually do a process, and I've been teaching this for so many years, but every year it changes a little bit. And I actually say, the very first step I do is a 1-year self-prophecy letter, and I write it in the present tense. So I write down, it is December 2016. You know, I'm being picked up by a private jet to go do a session with someone, maybe a spirit guidance session with someone that would like me to come to their town. So they send a plane for me. And I'm being treated with all this sort of like, you know, beautiful, lovely, energetic treatment to go and do spiritual readings for people in cities throughout the world. And they're sending for me. And I put myself in this shoes of like that. And then I say, okay, my housing situation is clear and it's got a lot of light around it and it's got a deck and it's really good for happy publishing. So I just put into my future. Now this is the first piece of it. This isn't, it's not that we don't get more practical, but we want to start by lighting up that place where everything's shifting and we're helping people with our business. If we have a business we want to use to help people, I'm guessing a lot of our listeners have businesses that, where they like to do counseling or spirit work or energy work with people. So you just picture like that all flowing from you, through you, of you, and then you picture the money coming in and you're asking for the money and it's all okay. Do you see? It's like, so you start by just really getting what would success look and feel like? And you want to have a couple things that are really pretty much like, you know, my kids are healthy. You know, like if I don't do anything wrong, you know, the kids should be healthy. So I put a couple things in there that are pretty like, you know, my kitties will be happy. Like, you know, a couple things in there that basically if I keep feeding them, they'll probably be pretty happy. You know?
You know, after my first marriage, I think that's a good idea because sometimes you forget to put in that loving, nurtured relationship at home because you're on this plan and you forgot to add that part. And then when it plays out, you're like, I got everything. Yeah. You know, I should have added that part. That's good advice.
Yeah, cool. So then I do a couple things, that are pretty much within reach. And then a couple things that are pretty much would change everything. If these things worked, like for me having 75 number one best-selling authors come out of Happy Publishing, I mean, that really changed the whole dynamics of Happy Publishing.
Okay, so we want to do at least two game changers and at least two practical things in our letter to self.
Uh-huh, and it all wants to be written in the present tense.
Of then.
So it is December 2016.
Right.
You know, I have $100,000 a month coming in. I have happy clients. I have whatever it is. I have a new car. I have, I am waking up jazzed about my life. I am in a space where I have a loving relationship with my significant other. You know, however you want to word it. And this, it's like a big hierarchy of overview that then feeds back into your present. And you want to ask it to bring light into your present, not darkness. Because we can use these things also to beat ourselves up, right?
Oh, that's a terrible idea. But yes, people do that. I'm a hedonist. I try not to too bad. But I know people who indulge in that regularly.
Yeah. Why am I not that? Why am I not? I just joked with someone. Why am I not 6 foot 10?
Okay, Erica, we want to go to a break soon. So I want you to tell the listeners how they can get a hold of you, and then we'll talk more about this fascinating redoing our plan when we get back to the break.
Well, I'd love everyone to go to ericaglessing.com/10xsuccess. If they're interested in this class, it's my name, ericaglessing.com/10xsuccess. And if you just go to ericaglessing.com, you can get a free copy of my book, Happiness Quotations, right there on the homepage as an ebook. And then if you go to /10xsuccess, then you can find out more about this class. So thank you for asking that.
Yeah. And Erica is fun to follow on Facebook, too. So, we will be right back after the break.
You see this guy? This guy's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ. Looking back on the track for a little green back. Got to find just a kind or lose my mind.
That was a great song. Today we have Erica Glessing. Thank you for coming. Woo-hoo. And we're talking about making a game plan for this next year's success. And we want to make our letter to ourselves with at least two game changers, at least two practical things, and then, of course, juice it up to present time of next year. And then what do we do? Well, I'm excited.
You want to kind of get in your mind's eye the feeling of the energy of your life as you're asking for changes for it. So you want to ask for things to show up next year. Then you can go ahead and start looking at, you know, okay, quarter one. I do things by Q. I think that's like my corporate training way back in the day. And I look at Q1, Q2, Q3, and Q4. And I say, okay, what would be really cool if it was done by, say, next summer, so by the end of June? And then what would be really cool if it's done by March? And then I ask, you know, so I do the whole year. If everything would be great, it would look like this. And then I do, okay, what would be really awesome if it's done by, you know, say the middle of the year? And then you want to really look into, get the feeling of success for you. Letting go of things that don't fit. Sometimes it's not very fun when you find out there's things you've been doing that you want to change. Does that make sense?
I'm a change junkie, but I see that for everybody else all the time.
Well, like I do this thing called Happiness Telesummit. And I really love it. And I've been doing it 3 years. And I have so many beautiful people that come and give really wonderful happiness information. And it's not fully lighting up yet for 2016 for me. And so then I'm like, oh my goodness, in my new vision, am I not going to have Happiness Telesummit? And I love Happiness Telesummit. Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
But I'm going, is that on my track for next year? And then I feel really awkward and uncomfortable because maybe I'm being asked to do something different. And just right now, kind of peering into 2016, I don't have clarity yet on whether I'll be doing that event. But normally by this time, I would have a total clarity on that event. But if I'm changing everything for next year and I'm asking for more of myself and I'm asking for more from my businesses, it could be that I'm morphing. And that event needs to morph. So it may be that I can still do an event like that, but that I do it differently. Or it may be that it changes to a TV series. Or, you know, it may be a number of myriad things. But,
right.
But what happens when you start shifting and changing your expectations of yourself, there's things you're not going to be able to put your energy into because you're going to be putting your energy into things that are contributive to the vision you have for you as the dominant force in your life. Are you the dominant force? Are you the, when you wake up, is it your energy that guides your day? Or are you ping-ponging around and having everyone else driving how you feel? Do you see?
Well, that'll make you sick. I don't advise that.
Spoken as me as a mom, the queen of ping pong balls, how my children are reflects if I'm happy or not.
I'm a single mom of three. I get what you say.
Yeah, baby.
But we've been really happy. I'm pleased with family is good right now. I love it.
That's awesome.
Okay, so we want to create this feeling. And we want to allow changes. So you can ask me later too. I have a read on your question there about your telesummit.
Oh, tell me. Go for
okay.
it.
So the Happiness Telesummit is a beautiful thing and it will continue even if it skips a year. Mm-hmm. It's almost like you are going to have someone shows up that hasn't showed up yet that's going to like maybe do those that part or takes that over in some way because you're morphing into this bigger thing and you're not going to have time to put the same energy in before, and before it was so beautiful because it was your energy.
Oh.
So if you're taking a break on it, it's
I
only
did that, you know, I did that one year. I took a break one year. I did it one year and then it broke one year and then it happened again.
Yeah,
I think it did 2012.
Because it's going to morph into what it is, which is more than just happy because it's yours. It's going to be happy because it morphs into its own thing, and it will still, your energy will still be there. But you've got some people coming in for that that aren't there yet. So I wouldn't worry about your personal energy for your personal plan on that, because it's going to work itself out.
Cool. That feels really light. Like if I look at it, taking a little break, that feels pretty light. I haven't definitively chosen on that, but that was just an example of when you do change your course. Like you, if you're going to San Francisco from Montana, you're going to see certain things along the road.
Right.
If you're going to New York, you're not going to see the same things.
It's true.
So you can't go one place and go another place. You're not going to see the same things on the road. So you're going to have different marks that you're hitting your spots, and they're going to be different if you change your course. So when you ask for something new for next year, it's like, it's all fun and good until all of a sudden you're like, holy crap, that feels really awkward.
So we want to plan. We want to be open for those changes and know they're coming. That's why we plan these quarters, so that, the even if it's uncomfortable, we're glad that the change is happening versus being sideswiped or creating chaos so that we make our own goal and not realizing we did that. It's better.
Well,
to plan.
And then all these miracles can show up when when you commit to it and you say, well, that's so beautiful. And then you're willing to have it look a little different. And you ask questions about it and you ask questions to it and you say, oh my gosh, what could be more beautiful? What could be more beautiful than that? Oh, it could be more beautiful than that. And then you just let that trickle back in, trickle back in, trickle back in. And you're like, oh my gosh, this is phenom. I'm joyful. Do you see there's this different energy to your future that then is so expansive? And for me, Friday, I've been doing this work. I do this work at the end of October every year. I do some clarity on my end of the year, kind of where I'd like things to be. And so I've been doing that. And so Friday, I just had like a major commitment to where I'll be in a year from now. And I went into this just committing to, it's like myself and my business. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And as I did that, like things started happening. Like someone responded to an email I'd sent out 6 weeks ago and said, oh, I lost your email. Now I found it. Let's work together. And it was like 24 hours after I had just said to myself, I'm in a commitment to have my life a year from now be different. And so what does that look, feel, smell, taste like? If that makes sense. It's kind of crazy. It's going to have you stepping out of your comfort zone. And then, oh, I want to talk real quickly about like what kills it.
Okay.
What do you think kills it?
Worry.
Worry, that's one. What's another one?
Limits.
Yeah, doubt is a good one. Doubt's a good one. Doubt's a real downer on your dream, on living your dream life, on being in tune with where it is you want to be a year from now. So doubt sucks. We can't,
I don't know
be
what
doubt.
Word. You can't be all passive aggressive. You have to own your reality. So
that sounds kind of like when you own your reality, though, that doesn't mean you can't change it. So you could say, okay, the energy I set forth 6 months ago was generative to me being where I am now. What energy do I want to put forth now so that in 6 months it'll look different? Because one thing we know to be true is if we don't change anything,
it stays the same.
It doesn't change very much, although I think it could still get worse.
Well, it could get chaotically worse because you weren't helping out.
So, and then when you get insights, so the killer is like doubt and worry, like you said. But then the other killer is when you get insights that say, hey, I think I should call that person, or I think I should go play with that person. Then you want to listen to that and you want to pay attention to that. And that's what kind of shifts everything, if that makes sense.
It does. Okay, tell us how to get a hold of you again, and then we're going to go to break, and we'll come back and play some more. This is
wonderful. Well, you can find me. Yeah, you can find me on Twitter. It's Erica Glessing. You can just, if you follow me, like, I'll try to follow you back, and I don't always do that, though, so that's not that great. Let me think what else. You can email me at happypublishing@gmail.com, and my other website is happypublishing.net.
That's great. And I'm Carrie of MajesticInsights.com. And you can email me at MajesticInsights@gmail.com. Or you can leave a message at 503-400-4603. We'll be right back after the break.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
1230 WBLQ. Hey, everybody, thank you for listening to Majestic Insights Radio. We're here every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. And today we have Erica Glessing, the CEO of Happy Publishing. And she's telling us about her class, 10 Times Success, for 2016. So, Erica, tell us about this class. I think it starts on Friday, and how they can enroll and join you in your adventure.
Yeah, it's so exciting. And for people just listening who don't have time to take the class, just start asking next year to bring you more and just start expanding your expectations for next year. It's really as simple as asking for it. And then what I do is a 3-week class. In the first week, we're just going to blow everything up and just get bigger with where it is we want to be. A year from now, we're really going to get into the expanded feelings of knowing that we can get there. And I did this in my own life last November, and my whole life blew up. Like, Happy Publishing just generated, you know, I went from basically $1,000 a year to $1,000 a month to like $10,000 a month.
That's
Seriously. Now this next year, we're going to go to $85,000 a month.
Okay.
And basically staying in tune, staying in with helping people, staying in with being the beautiful beings that we are, like being true to ourselves and asking, what would that look like? What would that look like? What would that feel like? So the class, ericaglessing.com/10xsuccess. You can also get with Carrie and she can connect you to me. And basically, it's just this opening to say, what if I'm not thinking big enough about my life? And what if I'm interested in having stronger relationships or stronger positive experiences at work? Or what if it is that I'd like to leave my company and go work on my own? Or what would it look like if, you know, I had a new house or anything that you're kind of like been playing with? How can you get that to turn into reality in your life? And I'm really, really good at helping things manifest into hands. And I think that's what the publishing was, is taking ideas for books and then turning them into actual books in actual hands.
Tell us about that, Erica. Tell us about, because I have like 5 books in my head and I'm like, this is my year. I need to start, but I don't know which one to start and blah, blah. And then you just say, oh, put that in the closet. It's too much to think about. So how do we go about that?
The other mistake people make is they try to do the one they think will be the most marketable. And unfortunately, the problem with like thinking about it like that is that over and over and over again, when I've really viewed and perceived best-selling authors and gotten in tune with people who have great success with their books, the one thing that I see consistently is the quality of the energy the person has towards their book. The quality of the energy the person has towards their book. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I went to this class. It was a really interesting class, and the teacher's name was Bo Eason. Turned out we'd gone to UC Davis at the same time. It was really interesting, although I didn't know him then. But we went the exact same years, which was kind of crazy, and we graduated from UC Davis the exact same year. And so he actually played football for UC Davis when I was going to UC Davis. But I never met him. But I knew a lot of the people he knew. So in his story that he wrote about, it's called The Runt of the Litter, and it got made into a Broadway play, and it became an insanely big commercial success. And he'd never written anything in his life. And he held up the manuscript in his hands, and it was dog-eared, like it looked horrible. And he had carried around, worked on it for 2 years, and he'd poured so much of his essence into that manuscript. And his essence is so insanely beautiful that nothing but good could happen from that manuscript. Do you feel that?
Yes.
And it wasn't about this or that. And who says like the runt of the litter? It doesn't even sound like a marketable topic.
I have that with my book on parts. Like I could do that. Like I could, my book on parts is so spectacular, but nobody knows what the heck parts is. And I'm like, well, I do all that. Nobody's going to buy it. But I'm like, because it needs to come out of me. Because
what do you mean by parts, dear?
Well, you have your judge, your critic, your inner healer, your mountain mama, your inner children of all ages, parts of yourself.
Oh, okay, cool.
And most
so there's
times,
nothing
they don't,
wrong.
Your parts don't get along, and so I teach people's parts to get along.
So when you're looking at that, what happens is, so okay, there's different parts in the creative process, And there's parts where you're creating and there's parts where you're like editing. And so you can't have them both show up at the same time or you're never going to create anything. So okay. What you're doing right now, Miss Parts, is you're allowing your creativity part and your editor part to be at the same table at the same time. And one keeps eating the other's work and there's nothing on the table.
Yes.
So you need to let the critical part leave for the creative part to get crazy wild.
Or they could take turns. They could have different days.
No.
Okay.
We just need to let, if you're going to create a book,
okay.
The book needs to exist before it can be edited.
Okay.
If it doesn't exist, it never exists because in that part, in that part of your brain, it never will exist. Now, for someone else, I might say you could let them take turns, but for you, no.
Okay.
You, what needs
to happen? They're so different.
No, it's not that. It's that if your editor part has been strong for most of your life and it's very developed and evolved, it's like you're putting it on the same football field with a 2-year-old.
Right.
And then you're saying, okay, now your turn, but every single time the 2-year-old's going to get taken out.
Okay.
Because the other one is a 6'7", 350-pound professional ball player.
Got it.
So if you have one part of you, like your critical mind or your editing part, that's so flippin' wild and strong and professional, then the little baby creative part of you is just never going to get to play. So you want to completely make – this is what I don't know. Like, I heard the most beautiful thing. I think it was Shania Twain. She's sitting on her front porch writing a song. She just gave herself permission to write crazy, 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 horrible songs. She just gave herself permission to write horrible songs, horrible, horrible songs, of just like nothing songs. She wrote 4 or 5, and then she wrote a song. I'm sure your editor can help me figure out which one it is. But it's something about, it's Shania Twain, and it's something where she like says, you know, came home. I don't remember all the details. It was really funny. It's like, this man of mine, any man of mine needs to walk the line. Can't, you know, he needs to bring home the cooking, fried up the pan or whatever. It's really a good song. And it essentially came out after she wrote like some really bad ones. So you want to give yourself permission to be creative with your writing in a very different space that allows it to birth. And it doesn't make that piece of writing have a big job immediately. It's like
let it be a baby and let it grow.
Yeah, let it grow and nourish it and nourish it and nourish it and don't tell anyone about it who might be mean to it.
Oh, okay.
It's like a little seedling. It'll just get squished. So you can't really talk about your book with strangers. You want to nourish it. It's like if I had a song. Let's just do this. Pretend I'm a rap star.
Okay.
Okay, like I'm like Drake.
Okay.
You know, or, you know, with Jay-Z, right? Okay. So I'm a killer rap artist. And I go to my favorite person. And I sing the rap song. Now, this person is a country person. Yeah. And they really like Blake Shelton. They like, you know, that kind of music. They can't, you know? So you gotta be careful who you share it with.
Okay. We'll continue this subject when we get back from the break.
Woo-hoo.
She says goodbye. What you gonna do when she says goodbye? What does it mean to be healthy? For each of us, it means something a little different. Discover the art of herbal medicine, a natural way to help our bodies respond better to the modern day stress and toxicity of our everyday lives. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness in Kirkland can help you choose the herbs that are right for your body. Find your herbal solutions for common health issues at urbanwellness.com. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
1230 WPLQ.
Bumdum Selector.
This one goes out to you and yours. Worldwide. I say, hey,
hey, everybody. This is Majestic Insights Radio, and we're here with Erica Glessing. And before the break, she was talking to us about allowing your creative place to just really have room to play and to roar and to find its own message.
Mm. Yeah. And I think one of the things that I look for is what life force does the book have? So if I had three or four books that were cooking, I would look at which one. I almost am asking it, which one of you wants to be born first? But I also ask, like, which one of you is louder, or which one of you will reach more people? And, you know, it's not the money question, though, but it, in that same way of what, you know, which one is the most marketable, but more like which one is being called forth from me with more intensity? Do you see?
Or which message's timing is to be delivered now, or something like that?
See, it's my, what I do with books is I do energy pulling. So I'll pull energy into a book from all the people that are calling for that book forth from me, because I never assume I'm in a vacuum. I'm always assuming, and I know you do this too, you're connected to spirit. You're asking for wisdom. You're asking for, you're tuning into something much bigger than you. So right. Now you say, which of these five things that are calling me would have the most life force? And honestly, you can look at each one. You can even say, on a 1 to 100, give me a number and look at your five ideas. And okay. Which one of you has the most life force? Just ask it. And they're all going to, and you don't even just need to say which one's the most. Say, okay, if you want to be simpler, on a 1 to 10. So let's say I'm looking at five job openings, right? I'm trying to, let's just make it practical. I'm looking for a job. I got five openings. Which one of those, like 10, 9, 8, 7, what does it feel like? Does it feel like a 5? Does it feel like a 4? Feels like a 2. Don't even apply.
Right?
So ask each book, are you a 10? Now, if you have five that are resonating as a 10, then I would set aside 20 minutes per day, and I would give each one 20 minutes a day. So each day, 20 minutes. So it's not that much of 24 whole hours. give it the same time each day. So say 10 a.m. at 10 a.m. to 10:20. I'm going to be doing that. And that's what I do with my writing. And I ask which book wants to get born first. And then I start writing them and I start creating them and I start generating them. And then sometimes that leads to more books being done. And it's okay.
Okay. That was very helpful. Thank you. So when they're done and we're ready, when do we contact you and move forward with Happy Publishing?
Oh, thank you for asking that. I'm having so much fun with the books that are getting printed. And, you know, I want to say that it's not like the easiest journey to have your book come out, because then you have to market it and then you have to like use it in your business and use it in your life and have it help people and reach people. And so there's basically three parts. There's the writing of it, the creation of it, then there's the figuring out the publishing of it, and then there's the marketing of it and getting it into people's hands. And so the publishing piece for Happy Publishing, I just look for books that have a lot of life force. I do work a little bit more with newer authors. I do a lot of providing the cover design, providing the interior design. I don't personally, but my team does. So we're a little bit higher end than we're not self-publishing. We provide editing if the author needs it, but not every author will use us for that. And then we basically will help guide the book to its like greatest heights that it can be. And I like to also just have fun with the books and talk to the consciousnesses of the books and let the books be. I like to help the author with their platform and have them create classes around their books so that they can have a lot of good income. Because a book isn't linear income. It's kind of like a radio show.
Yeah.
It just like is a contributive force to your income, especially when coupled with classes and offerings and things that you put together and you package with your book.
So you're like assisted publishing and you can help in the different areas, and you do you have like different pricing packages for different amounts of help and that kind of thing?
Every single offer with Happy Publishing is custom.
Okay.
So everything I do is custom. And, you know, it was so funny. I was doing some visioning this last weekend, and it was like, I have custom shoes. I have custom custom bags. I have custom jewelry. I'm like, that thing with me is flipping cookie cutter. And so if your book is going to be published with Happy Publishing, then you're going to want to get a custom offer from me. And so it'll be based on what the book looks like, what it wants to be like. And it'll range from $2,000 to $10,000. So it won't be anything less than $2,000, but it won't be right now I'm not offering anything like over $10,000. And it depends on how much help you need, like in putting your platform together. And if you want to put together like a whole set of classes and videos with your book and really have it be a huge income for you, that would be really fun for me to work with you on that. And if you're interested in having kind of a more modest help with it, it's just like the cover design and the interior design and getting it to be a pretty font, getting it on Amazon, then certainly that's something we can look at. And Happy Publishing is happypublishing.net, and it's happypublishing@gmail.com.
And I just love Happy Publishing. I know a bunch of your authors. I love them. I mean, anybody that you have helped is really worth reading that I've found so far. I've been on all of them. I haven't read them all, but the ones I've read that came from Happy were just valuable.
Amazing.
To meet and to a large audience. And
thank you.
Yeah, I'm with you too. There's so much more to getting it out there than just writing it. I mean, that's even the hard part, actually.
Well, I remember someone was trying to like really niche me. They were trying to put me in a little category. And they said, well, how do you choose your authors exactly? I'm like, oh, I just fall in love with them.
Crusty negative people need not apply.
I'm like, that is just such a funny question. Everyone's like, so what exactly do you do? And, you know, I do have some books on real estate, and I have some books on a lot of self-help. So healing and receiving and access consciousness. And I have a book coming out. Oh, I have a book coming out soon called The Energy of Spirit.
That sounds good. Okay, so we want to find Erica on Facebook or Erica Glessing.com and follow, because she's got, what do you have, 12, a whole bunch of launches coming up in December?
Oh, I'm doing a Kindle. I'm doing a really fun Kindle party the first 12 days of December. So I'm going to have a Kindle. All the Kindles will be 99 cents in a row back to back.
Oh, great.
So you can get like my whole library for $12 in December.
Okay, everybody, we're not going to say that again. So we hope you heard the first time.
Can you believe that? Oh my gosh.
She's so good. Thank you so much for spending your time with us today. You are a joy to have on the show, and come back anytime.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for all you do.
Yeah. And we want to thank everybody at Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ for listening to Majestic Insights Radio. I'm Carrie, your host, and you can catch me at majesticinsights.com. You can email me at majesticinsights@gmail.com, or you can leave a message at 503-400-4603. And the special we're running at Majestic Insights is you buy a session and you get a second session between now and the end of the year. So if you buy a half hour, you'll get two, and I can send that out to you as a gift certificate if you like, so that it could be a gift for someone. So we'll see you next Tuesday at 1 p.m. or check us out on the archives at majesticinsights.com. Thank you and have a great week.
You've been listening to Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher. Let Carrie lead you through her most empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, most vibrant life. Carrie gives you tools for transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.